Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Yin and Yang. The Tantric philosophy says that there is nothing more fundamental in the whole universe than the two types of energy known as Yin and Yang. Yin being minus and Yang being plus. The whole universal manifestation is subject to the two opposed but complementary forces, lunar and solar. The centrifugal force and the centripetal force, the feminine and the masculine. The yin fundamental force is centrifugal. It has an expansive tendency. It is the source of tranquility, calm, cold, and dark. The yang fundamental force is centripetal. It has a contractive tendency and it is the source of sound, dynamic activity, warmth, and light. We are what we eat. The practitioner of Hatha Yoga who does not pay proper attention to nourishment may end up suffering from many different diseases. The yogi should therefore eat rice, barley, beans, nuts, fruits, and other such energizing and healthy food. His stomach should be filled to about half capacity with pure, sweet, and refreshing food, while the other half it should be filled with water, and whatever remains should be left empty. This is known as a moderate diet, and is highly recommended in all sacred texts. Types of food used to increase masculinity. Part 1. The preoccupation with food holds great importance for any person, and it is not, in any case, undignified for a man, because food is the main source of energy for the body. Interest in it is natural. A commonly known and accepted fact is that in the absence of fuel, even the most effective mechanism ceases to function. Likewise, the physical body cannot function properly if it is not cared for accordingly. Types of food that increase masculinity, Part 2. Yang cereals. In particular, the Oshawa diet. For a surplus of yang energy, diet number 7 of the famous Japanese doctor known as George Oshawa is quite effective. This diet lasts for 10 days, during which you may only eat yang cereals, complete wheat, complete rice, millet, and buckwheat. These cereals are boiled or broiled, adding salt according to taste. You may drink water, and when necessary, take some medicinal herbs. This diet has ended different cases of premature ejaculation and impotence due to excessive use of alcohol and narcotics. It has also helped cure diabetes, cancer, and leukoneuroctasis. Meditation Guide. Benefits of Meditation. We shall be reviewing this article because it is extremely important to one's spiritual practice. Without the help of meditation, you cannot attain knowledge of the self. Without its aid, you cannot reach the divine state. Without it, you cannot free yourself from the entrapments of the mind and attain immortality. If you do not practice meditation, the supreme splendor and faceless glories of Atman, your ultimate and higher self, will remain hidden from you. So tear the veils that cover the soul by regularly practicing meditation. Rend asunder the 5 sheaths or koshas that hide Atman through constant meditation, and then you will attain the final beatitude of life. Also, please stay with us towards the end of our broadcast when we will be performing a meditation on the state of complete success. It is something we could all use. Yin and Yang. The Tantric philosophy says that there is nothing more fundamental in the whole universe than the two types of energy, yin, minus, and yang, plus. The whole universal manifestation is subject to the two opposed but complementary forces, lunar and solar, the centrifugal force and the centripetal force, the feminine and the masculine. The yin fundamental force is centrifugal, represented by minus, has an expansive tendency. It is the source of tranquility, calm, cold, and darkness. The yang fundamental force is centripetal, and it has a contractive tendency, and is the source of sound, dynamism, warmth, and light. Yin and yang sometimes result from one another. For example, the cold geographical regions, which are mainly yin, generate the conditions for yang plants and animals. In the same way, the plants and animals that exist in the predominant yang, or warm regions, are yin. The ovule, which is produced by the female sexual organs, which are yin, is actually yang, while the sperm, which is produced by the male sexual organs, which are yang, is actually yin. The human being has almost instantaneous access to the essential depths of creation by means of using the two fundamental notions of yin and yang as a basis when observing the world. The whole universe becomes the most elevated school of wisdom for the one who knows the notions of yin and yang, and can permanently equilibrate them by maintaining a state of harmony in their manifestation. Next, we will try to describe how the yin and yang are present in the most diverse fields and spheres of manifestation. Yin: tendency, extension, dilatation. Yang: tendency, contraction. Yin: orientation, centrifugal. Yang: orientation, centripetal. Yin: position, exterior. Yang: position, interior. Yin: structure, space. Yang: structure, time. Yin: direction, downward. Yang: direction, upward. Yin: color, violet or mauve. Yang: color, red. Yin: temperature, cold. Yang: temperature, hot. Yin: weight, light. Yang: weight, heavy. Yin: element, water. Yang: element, fire. Yin: atom, electrons. Yang: atom, protons and nucleus. Yin: chemical elements: potassium, calcium, oxygen, azoth, sulfur, phosphor, silicon, iron, strontium, lead, aluminium, cobalt, molybdenum, tin, silver, chlorine. Yang chemical element: sodium, hydrogen, carbon, magnesium, arsenius, lithium, quicksilver, uranium, neon, chromium, nickel, copper, palladium, gold. Yin in the living world: vegetal. Yang in the living world: animal. Yin plants: salads, vegetables, fruits. Yang plants: cereals. Yin nerves: orthosympathetic. Yang nerves: parasympathetic. Yin gender: feminine. Yang gender: masculine. Yin taste: sour, spicy, peppery, astringent, softly acidic, sweet. Yang taste: salty, bitter, alkaline. Yin vitamins: C, B2, B12, double P, B1, B6. Yang vitamins: D, K, E, A. Yin season: any cold season, winter. Yang season: any warm season, summer. Yin zodiac signs: Taurus, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces. Yang zodiac signs: Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Sagittarius, Aquarius. Yin other attributes: acid, expansion, tamas, heavy, immobile, inactive, quiet, wet, bigger, low, root, down, dispersed or scattered, long, unruly, unrestrained, horizontal, periphery, soft, fragile, subordinated, inorganic, sperm, spermatozoid, plural, earth, moon, night, atomic energy, negative, woman, dark, supple. Yang other attributes: alkaline, pressure, Rajas, active, agitated. Sound, dry, smaller, high, top, up. Concentrated or focalized. Short, retained, controlled. Vertical, center, hard, leading, organic. Menstrual blood, ovule, singular, sky, sun, day, nuclear energy. Positive, man, light, rigid. Yin, further attributes. Concrete, extrovert, inertia, passivity, static, slow, magnetic. Round-shaped, gas. Liquid, half yin. Dark, obscurity, ultraviolet. Short waves, blue, indigo, violet. Green, half yin. Sleep, anabolism, hypotension. Aliments that contain too much water. Aliments rich in potassium. Aliments rich in glucoses. Fat deform people. Mass. Yang, further attributes. Abstract, introvert, movement, activity, dynamic, fast, electric, angular shaped, solid. Liquid, half yang. Light, clarity. Infrared, long waves, red, orange, yellow, green, half yang, wake, catabolism, hypertension. Aliments that contain little water, aliments rich in sodium, aliments rich in proteins, thin, supple persons. Energy. No matter what the level of organization we refer to, from elementary particles to human beings, and even up to galaxies, one of the fundamental laws of nature is that the permanent interaction between the two complementary forces, yin and yang, is always present. All the processes and phenomena of nature are the expression of the interaction of these two principles. This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. We are what we eat. The practitioner of Hatha Yoga who does not pay proper attention to nourishment may end up suffering from many different diseases. The yogi should, therefore, eat rice, barley, beans, nuts, fruits, and other such energizing and healthy food. His stomach should be filled to half of its capacity with pure, sweet, and refreshing food, while one half of the rest should be filled with water and whatever remains should be left empty. This is known as a moderate diet. According to Gyananda Samhita, food and drink are practically indispensable to life because they are the primary support of it. Despite this fact, many people do not pay proper attention to nourishment and consequently eat and drink without observing any rules whatsoever. On the other hand, some people have come to develop an obsession for diet. Among the most famous diets, we mention the Zen macrobiotic diet and the vegetarian diet. Unfortunately, yogic teachings about food and drink have not been sufficiently investigated in the West. However, it is true that a number of diets and health systems based on Oriental teachings have emerged in the West, but still these tend to present only parts of the truth about diet as it has been exposed in the yogic treatises. Diet is an important issue in yogic and Oriental medicine. A common characteristic within their system of nourishment is the classification of food according to its taste. All the qualities which a certain type of food has are based on six tastes, which, when combined, make up the entire range of known tastes. Yogic teachings indicate that the papilla extracts the essence from the food even before it enters the stomach, where the process of digestion takes place. Regarding food, Westerners are usually concerned about the protein, amidine, and vitamin content of it, and disregard the fact that food also brings subtle energies to the person who eats it. Generally, Westerners have the tendency to gain excess weight. They eat too much and then seek refuge in all kinds of different diets. The yogic tradition indicates that one must eat in a level-headed way, regularly and at the correct times. Furthermore, it is indicated that one should pay attention to the digestion process and consume the food that best fits one's own nature. According to yogic teachings, the taste of food directly influences the feelings and emotions that a person has. A certain combination of tastes may stimulate and enhance sexual energy, while another may induce anger and fury. The connection between taste and feelings were thoroughly investigated about 2,000 years ago by the ancient yogis. As human beings, we each have different temperaments. Therefore, our individual differences and unique nature needs to be taken into consideration in conjunction with our diet. Consequently, the yogis believe that a balanced diet has the utmost importance for reaching spiritual freedom. The yogic cuisine requires that all ingredients be cleaned and carefully prepared before using them. The mental attitude with which one prepares food brings a certain type of subtle energy into the food, which can even influence its taste. Food represents the touchstone of all material things. It is the medicine for any disease. And all things are born from food, according to Taittiriya Upanishad. Types of food used to increase masculinity. Part 1. The preoccupation with food holds great importance for any person and is not, in any case, undignified for a man. Because food is the main source of energy for the body, interest in it is natural. A commonly known and accepted fact is that in the absence of fuel, even the most effective mechanism ceases to function. Likewise, the physical body cannot function properly if it is not cared for accordingly. Preconceived ideas and solution. The way we choose our food, the spices we use, the quantity of food, and the moments of rest are factors influencing the vigor and vitality of a man. A man that lacks vitality is like a fighter with clay feet. Men have the tendency of quickly consuming their energy reserves, and therefore, they need to systematically refresh them. The concern for one's diet does not equal the preoccupation for eating the most delicious meals, or the mathematical dosages of calories and other elements. When talking about real food for any man, many people think about diets that include meat, seasoned with all kinds of stimulating elements, among which alcohol holds an important place. This is a common opinion shared by the great majority of people. However, a diet based on meat is not recommended for men who wish to increase their virility. The most recent discoveries in the area, especially the ones connected with vitamins, amino acids, enzymes, and various hormones, have caused a radical change in the Western conception about food. Natural style and green diets win over more and more adepts nowadays. According to some careful observations, vegetarians, especially those whose diet is based mainly on fresh fruits and vegetables, live for a much longer period of time, maintain their vigor until old age, and are less predisposed to cancer, sclerosis, hepatic diseases, intestinal disorders, etc. Furthermore, vegetarianism is also indicated for intellectual activities. It is not a mere coincidence that famous men such as Einstein, Darwin, or Newton were vegetarians. In addition, it is not a secret that most of the contemporary personalities in movies and music have a diet that is almost exclusively vegetarian. Issues about choosing proper food. This presentation was based on the following facts. 1. The best and most fit diet for a man is a yang diet. The following will explain the reasons supporting this statement. The whole universe is generated by and subject to the two complementary and opposed forces, known in Oriental tradition as yin and yang, corresponding to its feminine and masculine aspects. Consequently, even food has a certain energetic predominance of one of the two fundamental forces, be it yin or yang, up to a certain degree. You have to bear in mind that in the beginning, you may not enjoy consuming yang elements. If so, it means that there is an excess of yin energy built up inside of you, which is temporarily influencing your culinary taste. In time, as you acquire more and more yang energy, your culinary preferences will change. Number 2. Each of you should choose your food according to your basic needs and necessities. What may be medicinal food for someone may prove to be, at a certain time, damaging to someone else. Sexual vigor has a close relationship to one's general state of vitality. it is common knowledge that in the case of feeble, weak, and fat men, the sexual glands, the testicles, do not function properly, and consequently, their penises have unsatisfactory sizes and hardness. In such situations, the suggested diet is different. People who are really fat and lack vitality because of this surplus will adopt a diet that is made up mainly of raw vegetables, light food, and during certain periods of time, they will fast. People suffering from asthenia and lacking vitality will eat more consistent types of food, and their meals will be regular. Types of sexual disorders. The sexual disorders that may be cured through diet are as follows. 1. For a diminished sexual appetite, rigidity in relationships with the opposite sex, and obesity, it is recommended that you consume light and fresh aliments. 2. For overcoming unpleasant states such as possessiveness, jealousy, diminished sexual appetite, or, on the contrary, its exacerbation pushing you toward states of fury, discontent, and irritability, it is recommended that you eat pure and sweet fruits. 3. For overcoming a weak erection accompanied by low vitality, quick ejaculation, and an oscillatory sexual appetite, it is recommended that you eat rich, nutritious food. Types of food used to increase masculinity. Part 2. Food for men. The following will present you with certain remarkable aliments that have regenerative and balancing qualities for your sexual and vital potential from an energy polarity or yin-yang point of view. Number 1. Yang cereals. The Oshawa diet. For a surplus of yang energy, diet number 7 of the Japanese doctor George Oshawa is quite effective. This diet lasts for 10 days, during which you may only eat yang cereals, complete wheat, complete rice, millet, and buckwheat. These cereals are boiled or broiled, adding salt according to one's own taste. You may drink water and, when necessary, take some medicinal herbs. This diet has ended different cases of premature ejaculation and impotence due to excessive use of alcohol and narcotics, diabetes, cancer, and leukonephritis. This diet is mainly recommended for people who are obese with an excess of adipose tissue and fat. This diet improves control over the sexual and vital energy and is extremely effective in overcoming premature ejaculation and nocturnal pollutions. Number 2. Pollen. It stimulates all the vital processes and is a valuable rejuvenating aliment. If you want to increase your sexual appetite, which has gone down because of stress or states of emaciation or exhaustion, you will notice the first results after only 2 weeks of ingesting pollen on a daily basis. Pollen contains many substances that play a major role in maintaining and increasing masculine potency, such as arginine-1, zinc, and other vitamins. At the beginning of the cure with pollen, you should ingest about 15 to 20 grams per day on an empty stomach. For a better assimilation of the active substances in pollen, you should also chew it for about 5 minutes before swallowing it. This cure lasts for about 14 days, but it may be prolonged for months or even years because pollen has no negative side effects. Besides stimulating sexual activity, pollen also has other notable effects. It helps you obtain an ideal weight for your individual structure, and it stimulates the mental processes, as well as fighting depression and bringing harmony to your psyche. It is also recommended for the treatment of vascular disorders caused by insufficient irrigation with blood of the pelvic area, which in time can lead to secondary impotence. Number 3. Honey. Honey is an effective aphrodisiac for both men and women, having a profound regenerative effect. It is an extremely nutritious aliment, aiding in the increase of sexual secretions, and in smaller quantities, about 2 teaspoonfuls a day, it leads to the adjustment of one's body weight. It is recommended that you combine honey with egg yolk, or with other refreshing aliments, as well as with aphrodisiac herbs. Number 4. mushrooms. Mushrooms represent a valuable element for people in need of a nourishing and rich diet. They are rich in proteins, and because of this are named vegetal meat, and vitamins, especially B1, B2, C, and provitamin A. In the Orient, they are known to amplify erotic and vital energy, and at the same time stimulate the transformation and sublimation of these energies. Also, recent research has proven that the majority of eatable mushrooms have beneficial effects related to organic and mental stimulation. They are highly recommended for people confronted with sexual disorders due to convalescence or pure diet. Number 5. Celery. Famous as an aphrodisiac plant, celery is a traditional element for maintaining and regaining sexual vigor. The leaves are recommended as spices for many kinds of food, or in different vegetable salads. They're quite useful in rejuvenating cures as well, especially for overweight people. Raw celery leaves are an excellent stimulant for hormonal activity. The celery root has an overall tonic effect, increasing vitality and resistance to effort. It is also an excellent depurate, and is therefore recommended in cures of detoxification and against obesity. Celery is a vegetable recommended for slender people, owing to its aperitive qualities and because it improves digestion. It is highly recommended in vitality cures as well, because it acts as a tonic for the digestive, nervous, and immune systems. It is also indicated in case of impotence due to kidney and urinary disorders, as well as cardiovascular disorders. It fights against states of physical, psychic, and sexual asthenia. Number 6. Nuts. Nuts are highly energizing. They are recommended as aphrodisiacs for both men and women, and especially for people dealing with physical weakness, critical assimilation of food, and anemia. They also increase the quantity of sperm produced by the testicles. Nuts are ideal for replacing meat in alimentation. They are rich in vitamin B12, which is why they are recommended as a basic element in the treatment of impotence and sterility. They are effective medicine for treating uncontrolled nocturnal urination. Nuts are recommended for people who work intensely, physically and mentally. The energy found in nuts is mainly yang, and consequently, eating nuts will increase your yang energy. Meditation Guide: The Benefits of Meditation. This world is full of misery and suffering. If you want to get rid of the pains and afflictions of this samsara or imperfect world, you must practice meditation. Meditation is the pathway to divinity. It is the royal road to the kingdom of God. It is a mysterious ladder that reaches from earth to heaven, from error to truth, from darkness to light, from pain to bliss, from restlessness to peace, from ignorance to knowledge, from mortality to immortality. Meditation leads to knowledge of the self, or Atman, which brings about eternal peace and supreme bliss. Meditation prepares you for the integral experience and direct intuitive knowledge of everything. Truth is God, truth is Atman. Truth is pure and simple. You cannot realize the truth without reflection and meditation. Be silent. Know thyself. Know that which is. Melt your mind in that, the Supreme Absolute. Without the help of meditation, you cannot attain knowledge of the self. Without its aid, you cannot reach the divine state. Without it, you cannot free yourself from the entrapments of the mind and attain immortality. If you do not practice meditation, the supreme splendor and faceless glories of Atman, your ultimate spirit, will remain hidden from you. Tear the veils that cover the soul by regularly practicing meditation. Rend asunder the 5 sheaths or koshas that hide Atman through constant meditation, and then you will attain the final beatitude in life. The fire of meditation annihilates all foulness due to vice. Then will come knowledge of the divine, or divine wisdom, which directly leads to mukti or final emancipation. There are many valuable exercises for the mind which are essential to mental culture. For instance, training your memory, your inner reflection, your discrimination, vichara, or the inquiry of who am I. The practice of meditation also helps to clarify your memory and to make it more accessible. Meditation is a powerful tonic. It acts as a mental and nerve tonic as well. The extremely elevated vibrations penetrate all the cells of your body and cure its diseases. Those who meditate will save a bundle on doctor's bills. The powerful, soothing waves that arise during meditation have a beneficial influence on the mind, nerves, organs, and cells of the body. The divine energy flows freely, like Tailadhara, the flow of oil from one vessel to another, from the macrocosmos to the different systems of the sadhaka, or the aspirant. If you can meditate correctly, for half an hour, you will be able to engage yourself with much calm and spiritual strength in the battles of life for a week. The beneficial results of meditation are that powerful, because you have to meet with different minds and peculiar natures in your daily life. You need the strength and peace found in meditation, and thus, you will have nothing to worry about. A yogi who meditates regularly has a magnetic and charming personality. Those who come in contact with him are influenced by his sweet voice, powerful speech, bright eyes, brilliant complexion, strong, healthy body, good behavior, virtuous qualities, and divine nature. Just as a grain of salt dropped in a basin of water dissolves and becomes distributed throughout the whole water, just as the sweet fragrance of jasmine pervades the air, his spiritual aura becomes impregnated into the minds of others. People will draw joy, peace, and strength from him. They will be inspired by his speech, and their minds will be elevated by mere contact with him.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of complete success. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The state of complete success. Let us begin.
Thank you.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.